And then the person in front of us like whipped around and was like, I know her. And we were like, oh my God, shut up. It was so funny. And then I think you came out at intermission and mm-hmm. talked to that person. Mm-hmm. And we were like, oh, he wasn't lying. He actually did know her.
Was it my husband?
It was your husband. Yes, yes. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast.
Woo-hoo! It's the holiday season.
It's the holiday.
So schloop-dee-doo. We can't sing this song because it's copyright infringed. Mm. So get out your canoe and go down the stream, and then you'll feel like you're in a dream. That's good enough, right? That'll count. That'll
it's
count
parody.
Yeah, it works.
Parody laws.
You know, we're parody. You're right. See, you can't come for us, YouTube. But you know who you can come for? Cosmo is our producer today.
Delulu canoeing down the stream.
Oh.
Oh, what fun it is to talk about your Delulu. Hey.
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you.
See, I should have had you started. That was way better than
it's
mine.
Okay.
You're right.
Did you write songs?
It didn't rhyme. It wasn't in the rhyming format.
Hey, you know what?
It's okay. You're my cousin.
Joining us in the Delulu Canoe today, we have the fabulous, the stunning Gwen Ruby.
That's me.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to our weird Christmas jingles that we made you sit here and...
Oh, that's okay. I come from a background of retail, cosmetics retail.
Oh.
So I, as much as I abhor Christmas songs, I'm a meme to them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
So we didn't make you want to like, you know, rip your hair out or anything. We did okay.
No, I paid too much for this.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's actually a lie. I hardly paid anything for this.
Oh, okay. We love a girl on a budget.
Yeah. So, my best friend and I like to nickname it Two Broke Princesses.
Oh, I love that. So let's pretend that people have no idea who you are and what you're all about. And this is their first introduction to you. Mm-hmm. How would you describe yourself?
I would describe myself as a burlesque dancer and producer who falls somewhere between Lucille Ball and Kathleen Hanna with a little sprinkling of your favorite princess.
Yeah, that is like Lucille Ball is 100%. Yes, you. I couldn't have come up with a better introduction myself. That was an incredible way to describe yourself and your performance art.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And you have such a great personality. I remember the first time I ever saw you was like mm-hmm. 3 or 2 years ago at the Hollywood Burlesque Festival, and you were kittening. Mm-hmm. And I happened to be sitting behind somebody that was in the audience that knew you. And me and my friend were just gushing about you the entire time, how cute you were up there. Thank and you. Then the person in front of us like whipped around and was like, I know her. And we were like, oh my God, shut up. It was so funny. And then I think you came out at intermission and mm-hmm. talked to that person. Mm-hmm. And we were like, oh, he wasn't lying. He actually did know her. Because you never know.
Because was it my husband?
It was your husband. Yes, yes.
Was it my husband?
Yes. He was so sweet.
Lance Romance Ruby.
Mm-hmm. He was very tall. So sitting behind yes. him, I was like, leaning over, but this he was guy. So nice about it.
This guy.
Yeah.
He is quite the supporter in the burlesque scene at large, but in my specific little burlesque scene, he is always my go-to when it comes to everything from taping my pasties for me aww. Before a show to even just carrying my bag for me to running the sound at my shows for me.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. It's like a whole family affair.
I know, right?
Yeah, I yeah. love that. See, you learned something new.
You saw me at the Voyeur show. Yes. At San Diego Comic-Con yes. that I produced, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he
wait,
was-
wait, you produced that? I had no idea.
Yeah. So that was all me. I wrote the script.
Wow.
I cast the show, produced it, and did
oh my
it.
Gosh.
Yeah, I did it in conjunction with Ignition Press and their release of Voyeur, mm-hmm. which is out in your favorite comic book store. It is... so sexy. Mm. It is a sexy art heist in a White Lotus-esque resort. Ooh. It's basically how I've described it to folks. Yeah. And we designed this show around art movements with by using using songs from the writer's inspiration playlist. So this was our your objective should you choose to accept it.
Yeah.
So each of the performers chose a different art movement or art period. Mm-hmm. Made their acts, you know, two songs on that Leah Williams's playlist.
That is so cool.
And we got to meet her, and she was just gobsmacked. Aww. And was just like, it was just so great to see her reaction to our art, celebrating her art.
Yeah. And just, everything was so great. This is like a full circle moment.
It was so good.
For those of you that maybe saw my stories while I was at San Diego, we got invited to this really cool, like exclusive, hot ticketed event that I had no idea that Gwen produced this showcase, but we got to have a booth at San Diego Comic Con, mm-hmm. With also working with Ignition Press. And during the evening, we got to be audience members for this really incredible burlesque show. And I'm not even joking you. So many people that night that saw my stories and other people's stories that were there were like, how did you get to see a burlesque show at San Diego Comic Con? And I was like, well, next time you got to like hit me up and maybe I can get you in. So I'm hoping this next year, maybe there'll be like a part two or an even bigger, because it was such a cool event. So,
and it was props wonderful to you. Working with the whole Ignition Press team. Shout out to Brianna Sarpy.
Brie,
I love you so much.
Yeah, they did such a good job.
Yeah,
we got to get Brie on the show.
I know. We're trying to get her in. We keep trying. Everybody's busy. It's the holiday season. They're all out shopping. But we brought you here on this episode because I think you have a really unique take on burlesque, just because you've been involved with it. And we've had a couple burlesque performers on the show. But I heard the rumor mill that you have a burlesque-themed Delulu that hopefully is positive, but also informative, but also educational.
All of the above.
Okay, awesome.
All of the above.
Before we get into that, what's in the bag?
Oh, that's part of the deal.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
part of it.
This is the first time we had a person bring a prop. I'm like, okay, this is cool.
Yeah. We had a demonstration today.
What's in the bag?
A visual learner, and I, as a teacher in dance, in burlesque, I have been dancing throughout pretty much my entire life at this point.
Oh, wow.
And have been teaching off and on as well. Starting at about 19, and then just like mentoring younger performers within youth dance groups, you know, growing up, like teaching, you know, passing on the dances to the younger performers. But as a teacher and like a nurturer, I like to use visual, you know, your learning devices. So,
ooh, yeah,
brought my actual gig bag.
Oh, okay.
And my Delulu, as it was, is a I really can't get with not being prepared backstage. So it goes as far as like, you know, personally as a performer, as a producer, like this is my gig bag, but also I have like a side bag that I call you're gonna have to bleep this one, the oh shit kit.
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm. It rhymes, so you gotta say the whole thing.
Oh, it rhymes. Wow, that's great. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think we can leave that one. It's far enough into the episode. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay, so that kit. I keep it backstage whenever I'm producing so that I basically, if a performer needs something, it's probably in that kit.
Oh,
so
okay.
We'll explore a little bit later.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, my Delulu is not being prepared backstage. And I just – I was a Girl Scout for 12 years.
Oh, wow. 12?
Damn. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Like, what was your favorite patch that you got?
I mean –
if you remember.
It wasn't so much patches. Like, we weren't – we weren't necessarily like a patch troupe.
Oh, okay.
But we did meet regularly and we had projects and we, you know, we'd go to animal campouts and we would, of course, do cookie booths, things like that. I remember one project, like post 9/11, we were like, hey, let's donate some of our, let's donate a percentage of our troop funds to something for 9/11. What should we donate? Because, oh, wow. Yeah. And it's just like, you know, it's just, it was the right thing to do that we felt. And I suggested, and I'm pretty sure that we did this, I was like, hey, let's donate to, wow, I'm just having this core memory come back all of a sudden. Let's donate to one of the foundations that helps protect the dogs that go, wow, I'm going to cry, that goes, that the dogs that go and seek out,
look for people that are buried, right?
For their, basically these foundations would like give them little protectants for their paws, things like that, and the toxic materials. And yeah, so like that. I also got my silver award, which is the second highest award that one can achieve in the Girl Scouts. Your gold award is the highest, which is like equivalent to the Eagle Scout award in Boy Scouts.
Oh, cool. So, okay. Wow. Yeah.
So, silver award is kind of like a team achievement, and then gold award is an individual achievement.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I was only in Girl Scouts for a day, so I don't.
That's okay. So was my bestie was too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't feel as bad then.
Well, she did something to get her asked out of Brownies, but it's okay. I think she got revenge on a girl that was teasing her.
Right.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Karma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What goes around comes around.
Yeah. Fine. Exactly. And it was like, oh, you know, maybe it's best that we don't have you in our troop anymore. Oh
man.
It's okay. I think that little girl had it coming.
Ooh.
I was into the Girl Scouts.
You were what?
I was into the Girl Scouts.
You were into them. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. The cookies, man. They're bomb.
Yeah.
Jeez. And I also dated somebody that was like a manager of the one in San Diego, like a leader, scout leader kind of thing, but like the corporation thing. It was pretty cool. Nice. Like the cookies are awesome. Outfits are cool. And
Yeah, I think it's such a cool thing to be involved in with like community service, especially like teaching the youth and like children, obviously, to like give back when you can, I think is so important. But I was so like into the pageant industry at that age that like, which the ones that I competed in weren't like the glitz ones. They were more about like volunteer work and like scholarships. And my mom was kind of like, okay, we're a little busy with that. So I don't know that we have time for Girl Scouts, but it is like invaluable, like what you can teach kids and like how to take care of themselves if they're at home alone or in case of an emergency. So it's a lot of valuable lessons. Like, I don't mean to come off like, oh, I was only in it for a day, teehee. Like, it's be in it, you know, go meet some new friends and be in the community. But, you know, everybody finds their own way.
Girl, don't worry about it. I wasn't telling everybody that I was in the Girl Scouts in high school.
Right. Okay.
But there was a point when we got like this core group of gals in the troop. It was like the five of us that lasted throughout the entirety of our tenure, like the last maybe 3 years or so. It was like the five of us. And once we realized that we were all kind of a little bit more party girls than we all kind of let on, or we wanted to be more party girls than we let on, we were like, okay, nobody's going to snitch. Mm. All right. And then there became a little bit more of like a trust amongst the troop.
Yeah.
And then we were like, okay, this is cool. Okay. But the motto of the Girl Scouts is be prepared. And
I'm nodding and saying as if I knew that, and I did not.
And if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
Oh, okay. I love that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I brought with me today my gig bag. I call it my big gay, my big gay bag.
Yeah.
And frankly, if I'm ever like, oh yeah, XYZ is in my duffel bag, is the big gay bag backstage, usually people can find it pretty easily.
Yeah. I'm like, man, I can't tell. Not at all.
Right. So awesome. I brought this today to kind of give you some perspective on the things that I keep in my gig bag at all times. And I want for nothing for the most part backstage. And I'm usually the provider of things for others. And I'm happy to do so. I'm always the one who has things backstage. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes, you know what? I can't get into my spirit gum bottle because the top has glued itself shut. Ooh. So I'm the one that's got to be like, hey, anybody got any spirit gum? I'm wearing a particular set of pasties tonight that needs that instead of tape.
Yeah.
And the best thing you can do backstage is just be nice, because you don't know when you're going to need somebody else to straighten your stocking or tighten your laces on your corset for you. Mm-hmm. So you better be ready to do the same for others if you can. Obviously, if you're busy, don't do it. But
sure. Yeah.
So you want to get into it?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, cool. So first off, I have a duffel bag. And for some reason on this side, every duffel bag that I own always rips. I don't know what it is.
You know, it's loved.
It's this side that always rips.
Interesting.
Let's see. I grabbed that one first, but we'll wait. So in the front, I carry my brushes, and I say brushes. I have a round brush. This is good for, honestly, for keeping money.
Oh, amazing.
I keep several dollars in there because I will tend to get drink tickets, and I will, even though I don't drink anymore, I still want to get like something nice at the bar. And I will never walk up to a bartender with only a drink ticket in hand. I always have $1 or $2 tip because it doesn't matter if my drink is free. They still did something for me. So I always walk up with a dollar or two.
Yeah.
Every single time.
As you should.
But it's also a great brush.
Yeah.
A broken rat tail comb. Good for parting. A good smoothing brush if I want a really tight pony like tonight. A curling iron.
Oh, wow.
What else? Oh, and a wig brush, which is different than a standard brush because it's got the kind of the pin bristles. Mm-hmm. And this is good for brushing out any tangles or whatnot. So long pause. We're going to put everything back so it's nicely organized. But this saved me earlier this year in Denver at the Mile High Burlesque Festival.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. You know, 420 weekend. I'm not going to say it was like the best weekend of my life, because obviously the weekend that I got married was the best weekend of my life.
But a close second.
It was a close second. Daphne Moon, Jade Risqué, and I just had the best adventures that weekend while showcasing and just, you know, showing Denver, what LA's made of. It was wonderful. We got into some hijinks. We were part of a protest. We joined a protest, No Kings protest. That was great.
Oh, cool. Love that. Just casual on the side.
Casual. But this saved me because actually Chrissy Lynn set my hair, and I flew out, and the night that I was brushing out the pin curls, I didn't have anything to really really brush them out. I couldn't find this guy.
Yeah.
And this saved me. I was able to brush them out nicely, but also foof it up. So I had a big, huge, lovely halo of red hair.
Ooh, I love it.
That bag is like Hermione's bag.
Sorry, is it sliding?
No, you're okay. I was just trying to help you so it didn't fall off.
Endless. Thanks, babies.
Okay, oh, this side.
You're doing great.
You can hide people in there.
I know, right?
I love that we can always come back to this video too. So if I go to book a gig, I can rewatch this episode and be like, oh.
And I can reference people to this episode.
I like where your head's at.
Okay, so on this side now, I realize that this is coming from a point of privilege. I realize that not everybody just gets gifted makeup.
Sure, here.
Yeah. I was. A good friend of mine, Alice LeGrand, has worked in makeup much longer than me. She's an amazing makeup artist. And somebody I call one of my, or not one of, my, she is my L sister because we have matching tattoos that are L's.
Oh, fun.
Yes. She also gets gifted makeup and promo stuff and whatnot. So she'll used to pass it over to me when she would get more of that. And so I have a full set of backup brushes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
You're spoiled.
These guys, I mean, they're not my favorite brushes.
Oh, okay.
They're not my favorite brushes, but they have, oh my God, saved me in a pinch. Mm-hmm. And then this NYX Beauty School palette, which is actually quite a nice palette. It's just not my, it's not what I use all the time. So if you have a palette that's like a good amount of colors, but you don't use it all the time. Now, this is a lot of colors, but.
Damn.
Wow.
If I lose all of my makeup, you I'm have still okay.
Jeez, yeah. That's like everything.
Yeah. Now, I used to have other palettes that were way less than this. And like that were just like, a little compact of a variety of colors that I know go well on me on stage, like a beige, a smoky, a medium tone, a sparkle, a blush, and maybe a contour. But something in case I had nothing, like in case a bag got left somewhere or...
Do you know how many times I've had my makeup bag stolen?
What?
Intentionally.
What the heck?
That's why this is smart, y'all. What because just because you're nice doesn't mean everybody else is gonna be.
What the hell is still somebody else's makeup? That's like stealing somebody else's condom.
When I worked at Medieval Times.
You worked at Medieval Times? Mm-hmm. I've never actually been there.
It's really fun to go to.
Do you have to eat with your hands? Because that's a huge turnoff for me.
I think if you inquire, they'll give you some.
That's a big reason I've never been.
Oh, really? Just bring a pair of gloves, like little. You wouldn't eat with like, no?
I got to have a fork at a Japanese restaurant. I'm sorry. Those sticks are just too complicated for me.
Oh,
so,
dang.
I'm sorry.
Chopsticks are fine.
Whatever.
Yeah,
I kind of want to take you to Medieval Times now just to watch you like
you
look
just
at the
want a reaction video now.
Yes.
It's fine. If you pay for it, you pay for my dinner and experience, I will absolutely do a reaction video. No gloves or anything.
Amazing.
Oh my God.
You might need to pay for my manicure afterwards too.
That's fine. Okay. Just to watch your face be disgusted might be hilarious.
Wait, so wait, what about seafood? Like shrimp and lobster? Like that's all finger stuff. You ain't gotta get in there and break it and pull the meat out.
So Lance took me to Krabby Krab one time, and if you don't know Krabby Krab, it's over on Van Nuys.
Yeah.
And it's where you order the thing and like they have it on the paper and it's the seafood boil and they pour it out. And I didn't like the tedium of it.
Oh,
like,
wow.
It's too much work to get it.
Oh, then don't ever go to New Orleans and get the crawdads, okay? I mean, that's work right there. You got to twist the head and suck the thing out and pull the meat out. And then you get like a plate full of these little tiny critters. It's like huge.
Okay, if I'm going to get fresh seafood in New Orleans, it's going to be... It's going to be oyster on the half shell at Oyster House.
Okay.
I did that.
I was going to say, like, you'll do the whole table thing, but you won't do Medieval?
I don't like to do the whole shrimp thing because it's too much work.
Yeah.
I just want it already shrimped for me.
I don't do any seafood. So if that sells anything, I won't do any of the tedium. I'm like, nope.
I like it. Anything I have to eat with my hands, is like it feels just like, yeah, this is the way we do it. And like, you know, I mean, utensils is good, but we're like, I just like chicken, ribs, selfish. I was like, just gotta use your hands. And I feel like I always cringe at people that when they go to the stores or the shops, the restaurants, and they order wings and they eat the wings with fork and knife.
Oh, what is that?
That's weird.
Okay. Breaking news. Even though we're filming this from the future, Thanksgiving this year is Wingsgiving.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Wingsgiving 2.0 Electric Boogaloo. So this is the second time we're doing this.
Oh.
And we're improving the recipe and having more wings and different dips and different rubs and stuff. But We got party wings from Wild Fork, not sponsored, but we should be. And these wings, like usually we get party wings that are like, like little drumettes. These guys are like, they're hearty.
Jumbo.
Nice.
But I like wings because there's a handle.
Yeah. Okay. I see where you're going.
It's a texture thing.
Okay. What if you're like so hungry, right? You're you're in like the best, awesome, amazing little cottage in Italy, right? And so in this one old little this old lady that's been slaving all day in the kitchen.
Okay. What did Nonna make?
She made the best house winning, surprise award winning, like 5-star freaking lasagna. There's no utensils.
What? Lasagna?
How did she make the lasagna?
With her utensils, but she's like, you're not having these utensils. These are priceless, okay? You're going to eat these with your hands because you know how they are. You're going to make food.
Nona would never do this. This is a fictitious situation that I'm not answering.
Yeah, I don't know that Nona.
Nona would never do this. Let's talk about my panties.
That's a good segue.
Good segue. Yeah. Speaking of lasagna.
Speaking of finger foods.
Oh, no. So, this is PG. This is very PG.
This is very PG.
Continue.
Safety G.
Yes.
Always need a safety G just in case. So, that's in case I haven't worn mine there or I didn't bring one with me or because I'm a good friend.
You will give your... Wow. You're a really good friend.
I know.
Because I'm a really good friend. Yeah. Yeah, that's nice of you.
So that, blister pads, toe blister pads, sewing kit.
Yes.
And it still has needles in it.
Nice.
I'm gonna pilfer those needles. I think I need some at home. these guys. These are knockoffs of a thing called, the brand is Yoga Toes. So these are a knockoff of these. Basically, your big toe goes here and they just gently stretch your toes.
Oh,
so
that's
cool. If you're like me, it doesn't happen as much anymore, which is good. And it used to happen more when I was drinking, actually. I think my body was getting too dehydrated too fast, but I would come off stage and my toes would like turn into like Wicked Witch of the East, like cramp up so fast because of the adrenaline plus the dehydration, all that stuff. And I would have to tear my shoes off as fast as possible and throw these on really fast.
Wow. Yeah.
These were suggested to me by one of my mentors, Red Snapper, who is she's out of Texas now, but she was in LA.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the name. That's so cute.
Red Snapper.
Yeah. Yeah.
And her husband, like the practice in burlesque took her name. So Mr. Snapper.
Oh, is that a thing?
Oh, yeah. That's why Lance is Lance Romance Ruby.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's customary to take the femme's name.
Oh, yeah. I like it here.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to stay a little longer. Just kidding. I had no intentions of leaving.
Okay. I'm going to wrap all this goodness up.
No worries.
This would be a good cosplay. Oh, shit bag.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know about the panty, I know we kind of moved past that really fast, but everyone's all performers, like, go back to it. Well, all performers are you're supposed to keep everything downstairs covered. Mm-hmm. So there's also like, we've talked a little bit about like tuck kits for women as well, just trying to keep everything in. But we're all technically supposed to wear a panty that goes underneath to keep everything in so nothing pops out.
It is. I would correct that and say it is optional, but.
Really?
I always wear them because I personally like that extra bit of tucking. And also, then I don't have, like, yes, we wash our costumes frequently. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I didn't mean to choke on that. We wash our costumes. No, we do wash our costumes in general.
Mm.
This allows us to wash our costumes less frequently and give them more of like a vodka spray down, things like that will not deteriorate the fabric as quickly as, say, you know, a run through the washing machine. Yes, right. I will, you know, run my thongs through the washing machine, my performance ones, but, you know, this creates a barrier, obviously, through, you know, from getting the Gwen Ruby goodness from getting directly on my costuming. And I don't typically like to hang out in my costuming afterwards. So, you know, it keeps it fresher longer. Mm-hmm, and frankly, mm-hmm. that's all the things, mm-hmm. bras, corsets, things like that. You can't machine wash a corset.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
a 50-50 vodka water spritz down. Mm-hmm. So one part water, one part vodka in a spray bottle will help to keep non-washable costume pieces a little bit fresher, a little bit longer. Also, hanging them in sunlight is another way to naturally is another natural, I think, antibacterial.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
I didn't know that. Huh. Yeah. Interesting.
They do that in theater sometimes with the costumes.
I want to say, yeah.
Especially over like every other night. Every night they're doing a show. Mm-hmm. And we do that at LOJ because it's only two nights. Mm-hmm. But that first night, oh yeah, we're sweating like buckets and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And so we turn in our costumes and they spray it overnight. And then like the next day, it's just... It's beautiful. It's like this. Like it's like, you know, it's not overpowering vodka because it's watered down, yeah. but it's like fresh and clean. Like,
and it's not perfumed.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like when you spray down a jacket with Febreze after going around the corner and smoking a J or mm-hmm. doing something like that. Mm-hmm. It's lifting out the or it's killing the bacteria, frankly.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. That's why I wear a safety G is just so that I can, you know, preserve the costume piece a little bit longer, mm-hmm. essentially. And it's not required of you, but like you can't wear sheer costuming without that. Mm-hmm. You essentially, you know, there's blue laws to consider also, if you don't know what blue laws are, definitely look them up.
I was going to ask you that. I'm like, blue law. Okay.
Blue laws. Cool. We don't really have them. You know, I'm going to say that there are parts of California that enforce blue laws. I don't know particularly what they are, where they are. But they have to do with the amount of coverage one has over one's body, and that could mean having to wear a sheer triangle top mm-hmm. and not go down to pasties, or wearing a full back panty mm-hmm. and that could just be like mesh, or it could be like opaque coverage.
Yeah,
all kinds of things.
Is that per venue or is that like city?
City. Yeah. It's a legal thing.
Yeah.
It's a legal mm-hmm. thing. But art venues, art houses, sometimes get to skirt those laws.
Oh.
Because it's art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Yes. So don't quote me on any of this. None of this is legal advice. Yeah.
I was going to say, does that mean then like when you book a job, mm-hmm. you then have to do the research on it? Or is that something that the venue would let you know? Do you know what I mean? Like when they send you like
the... It's always good to know what the laws are in your area. So I'm going to say in general, these are not things that I worry about when booking in Southern California.
Gotcha.
So...
Got it.
But... there are plenty of other places where I've heard of all of a sudden people are scrambling at the last minute because they booked an out-of-town festival that they did not research the blue laws of the city in which that festival is taking place. Mm-hmm. And then they're scrambling because they need, you know, full back panties or they need sheer bra tops.
Oh, okay.
To incorporate in their act.
Yeah.
And, you know, they might just throw that sheer top on in between their pasty layer and their bra layer. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because it's weird. They need to, like, cover this part?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And to cover that part of one's body, you would basically need to have all of this covered.
Yeah.
I've seen stickers for just like just under here.
Just the under boob?
Yeah. But
okay.
Yeah.
Noted. Do your research.
Yeah. But yeah. I wouldn't do those stickers. But it's more just like, oh, you want me to cover just this part? Well, to do that, I have to cover everything.
So this
is a reflection of the people who are putting these laws in place. Oh, you have to do this one thing. Well, to do that, you have to do so much more to censor yourself. But I could go on.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, do your research.
Yes. But Southern California, probably okay.
You're fine. Yeah.
But yeah, just I like to say that I get 98% nude.
Okay. Bet.
I mean, that's a pretty accurate.
Yeah.
You know, that's an accurate percentage to what you saw at Comic-Con. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
98. Yeah.
That's fair. All right. So middle compartment. This is also where my costuming will go, my shoes, things like that. In here, I have a robe so I can skitter around to backstage, to the restroom, to the bar to get some water, what have you. It's just like a nice long robe with some cute long, what are they? Not quite geisha, but they're kind of like bat.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking bishop, but it's not bishop. That's not the right word. That's the cuff. Like, yeah.
Like delish gown.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a ghost face pattern.
There you go.
Yes, it actually kind of
a ghost face, robe.
Yeah.
So this is nice and cozy and covers me enough that I can put it even over my costume for the most part, and people won't see most of my costume. It's pretty long. And then I've got my slide-on slippers that are also really cozy.
Yeah.
I saw recently on Angie Potani's 1 minute burlesque lessons. She was talking about avoiding pressure lines around like sock lines.
Oh, yeah.
Sweatpants lines around your ankles, things like that. One way she said to avoid that is just straight up get slippers. And mine have hard bottoms.
Nice.
So I can go wherever.
She got them soles.
Yes.
She's got soles.
And then I also have socks because I also want socks. But these guys are pretty, maybe I'll get a little elasticy there. But for the most part, they're fuzzy socks.
They're fluffy. They got some grippies on the bottom, so you won't go anywhere.
Yeah, so I got those guys. This doesn't have anything in it, but it's hard. And my bestie, Nadia Lott. She's not always bad, but she's naughty a lot.
Oh, cute. Okay, I love it.
She gave me this one Christmas to put pasties in.
Oh.
You see how long I've had this?
Yeah.
But
that's cool.
It protects pasties from getting crushed.
Oh.
Yeah, so I keep that in there to put my pasties into.
Pasty Casey.
This guy is a jewelry box from Daiso. I used to keep drink tickets in here.
Oh, gotcha.
And now I only have like a sticky from when I do my Luna act.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. But I have jewelry in here and alcohol pads.
That's what I need.
For putting on your pasties, a little prep pads there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I keep my jewelry in here so it's not scratching up my tights.
Not getting hooked on anything. That's smart.
I have said tights. Now, I really like these guys because I can pretty much like go between shaving my legs if I'm a little too busy and throw these on and nobody can tell. But also, they're sparkly.
Yeah.
So that's nice. And I prefer not to go bare-legged on stage. It's a personal choice. I just feel like it helps to blur lines a little bit better. And I am not 25 anymore. And so it just, for me, it also harkens back to like professional dancing and just like pretty ballerina lines. And that always gets me happy.
Yeah, that shocked me when I was taking the burlesque class over the fall, is that like not everybody doesn't wear tights, or like there's like a good mix, but I had to really get used to my bare feet being in my shoes, because I'm so used to like tap, jazz, lyrical, ballet, hip hop. You always wore tights. But yeah, it took a little bit, but I'm there now.
What kind of shoes do you wear usually?
The very fine, I think, is what they're called.
Oh, are they ballroom shoes?
Yeah.
I like ballroom shoes a lot.
Yeah.
I have migrated pretty much over to that, except I'll put these guys on later. These guys, which are from my Christians.
Oh.
My Christian Sirianos.
Okay.
Payless.
There you go.
These are classics. Now, these are 8s, which is my size, but they're 8 wide.
Oh.
So they got a huge base here.
And so you can slip your feet out.
No,
right?
I can just wear these all night long is the point. Yeah.
Oh, they're wide. Okay.
And my feet don't hurt for a while. Oh. And I guess I need to touch these up with the Sharpie again. But I'm sure I have a Sharpie in here for quick touch-ups.
Well, that's smart.
Yeah. But those guys are the only high heels I wear at this point. Otherwise, I wear ballroom shoes. I just like them because I feel like I can grip the floor a little bit better now.
Mm.
And they are a little bit lower, which is just better for me. Matte finish, and I'm sure others always say, wear the shoes that you can dance in, not the ones that look pretty.
And another good quote.
Frankly, I look more coordinated on stage now.
Yeah, yeah. I get that, because part of me was like, get the tall high heel. And I was like, maybe let's not, for somebody who danced for years in like more flat shoes.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair. I was like, don't take risks.
Yeah. This I don't need to open up. It's just makeup bag.
Oh, okay.
So if I'm coming straight from my 9-to-5 day job, because I am even though I'm not really a Superman gal, I definitely lead a Clark Kent Superman life.
Same here.
I have the 9-to-5er, and then I have the 5-to-9er. And so if I'm going from one to the other, I will bring my makeup and my other accoutrement with me and just get ready at the venue. But I don't like to do that. I usually like to get ready at home and then just bring a small bag with me to touch up. And if I need to throw on lashes, I've got my glue in here. I got my powder, whatever else I might need. So, stuff like that. This is the fun makeup bag, though. This is any sort of like character makeup. Like this one is an extra, extra light cream base that I use for whenever I'm doing my Barnabas Collins Dark Shadows number. I need to look a little bit vampy.
Yeah.
A hot, hot red for if I'm going to wear like a hot wig or a hot red wig and I need to do hotter eyebrows. Mm-hmm. All of my loose glitters live in here, because this is pretty much the only time I'm using loose glitter.
Yeah.
And how many times have I been asked, oh, does somebody have a XYZ glitter? Yes, I have one.
Nice.
My wonderful little gift from Misspent Youth a few years ago. It says, I'm not perfect, but my lashes are. Gwen Ruby.
Love it.
And yeah, it's the fun, the color changing.
Cool.
And it's just another bag that I keep in my gig bag. I like having a lot of little purses, because then they are, everything has its place that way. And this is usually the one I keep like hair flowers in. So again, they're not getting crushed and stuff like that. So hair flower, I just happen to have it with me. And oh, what's this?
Ooh.
Oh, I just happen to have this in here too. What's
What is that?
What is it? Eyes and honors. Let me see. The 2015 Burley Picks Regional Nevada Master of Improv. Is it improv now? Amazing.
Yes. That was dope.
Okay, that's incredible. Wait, tell us about this act.
Yeah.
It wasn't an act. So, it's coming back a little bit. I've seen it come back, but there was this annual thing called the Burley Picks, which at first was called the Burlympics, and then
The Olympics Committee did not like that name.
Oh no!
Yeah, they sent out a
they got involved.
They said a do not do that. Yes,
oh,
that
is literally a thing. How boring.
So then they changed the name. I did nothing. They changed the name to the Burlypics.
Ooh, okay.
That's and they better. Were like regional kind of things, and they were there used to be bunches of these competitions, and it was myself and a few of my troop mates in the Hollywood Jane Review. We weren't able to get into the Los Angeles regionals, so we were like, well, let's see if we can go and get into the Nevada ones. And they had, you know, they had spots open, so cool. I went with my few of my troop mates as part of a group act, and we competed out there, and we didn't win. However, they had a few people, or they had a few, so they had like burlesque competitions, but then they also had the games, which were like improv. They didn't have a lip sync competition at that one because they didn't have enough competitors. I'm trying to think of what the other games were, but there was like
they had like other categories,
things like that, improv, maybe best variety, that things that were not that didn't fit other places, and. They were like, oh, do you want to, you know, we don't have enough people for lip sync, but, you know, do you want to do improv? And I was like, sure. And I happened to have a variation of one of my Little Mermaid costumes with me because I was cameoing in a friend's Ursula number.
Cool.
And I was very intoxicated.
Oh, okay.
And I competed and... they threw out a song, and I don't think I knew what this. No, I think I did know what the song was going to be ahead of time, but I didn't know where in the song they were going to give me 2 minutes to dance.
Mm-hmm.
And the song was "You Can't Touch This."
Oh, okay.
By MC Hammer.
Yes.
And a little previous to that, I was obsessed with a YouTube video, The History of Dance, I think it was.
Oh, yeah, that sounds familiar.
And the guy would just go through it was just like a montage of different...
like dance styles,
yes,
right, throughout the years.
And I'm pretty sure it started with like Hound Dog and just like, and he went through all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's Jump On It and things like that. And one of them was Hammer Time, and he does the hammer dance perfectly across the stage.
Ooh.
So somehow I pulled it out of there. Noggin. Mm-hmm. And I just somehow did it perfectly and timed it.
Oh, amazing.
I did the hammer dance across the stage in my Little Mermaid costume, stripped off parts of it, timed it perfectly, won the medal. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I remember we went to Frankie's Tiki Room afterwards. Frankie's, in Vegas.
That sounds about right.
We went to Frankie's.
Yeah.
afterwards, and that was really awesome.
Oh, that's so fun.
So that was fun. But I was doing improv burlesque last week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, with Lusty Kitten.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Wheel of Burlesque, where I spun a wheel.
Oh.
And whatever it landed on, I danced to.
That's kind of fun.
Cool, yeah.
So
I'll definitely do something like that.
For that, I landed on, oh my gosh, what was it? Feel Good Inc. by Gorillaz.
Nice.
I don't think I know that one.
Feels good.
Feels good. Yeah, I don't know that one. Yeah. It's okay. You can't know every song in the world.
That's okay. I'll tell you what it's not. It's not the one that goes, I'm happy. Because the KJ at first played Feel Good Inc. And then she stopped it. She's like, no, I'm going to play the other one. I was like, what other one is there? And then we talked at intermission. She was like, no, I was going to play I was like, that's Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Was there any other part of your bag that we...
God, yeah, we got sidetracked.
No, you're good. You were telling the story of your good luck charm in your bag.
Yeah.
It's important.
Let's see. What's in here? Sparkles. Ooh, this is okay. Who is this? Laura Mercier. It's a translucent powder.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And but she's got some. She's got a little bit of shimmer to it. So I have a big foofy brush that I keep in here.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
That's good. The more sparkle, the better. Honestly, and it's not even that much. It's just like a little bit of shimmer.
Bizzazz.
I'll tell you what I can't do in this. I cannot go-go dance in this necklace.
Oh, yeah. I bet. Just, yeah.
Yeah.
She's a rock.
And then this is my little homebrew glitter that I have made. And
it's like a lotion?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, taste smell?
Yeah. Oh, that smells like candy.
Mm-hmm. It was just a lotion that I liked the smell of. And then I dumped a ton of pink glitter into it. And
nice. Yeah. So. Look, it's Glinda.
It is good to see me, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I like pink because she goes with my skin tone a little bit. Mm. A little bit better than like a hard gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? Oh, face and body puff. More glitter.
Oh, okay.
This one's a good one. This is kind of like my catch-all. I've got tape in here. I've got scissors from the second grade.
Ooh, yeah.
But they're not going to hurt anybody, which is good.
Stab nobody.
Darn.
pins, hair bands, blonde hair pins. Plastic earring backs.
Oh, that's smart.
Especially if you have guys that are just gonna fly out.
Mm-hmm.
Another sewing kit. Headband for a wig cap.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, spray on deodorant. This stuff's great, not just for spray on deodorant, but for chub rub.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So I'll spray a little bit of that on if I'm going bare legged or if I'm just like sick of this essentially like being Swiss cheese grater against my thighs. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like corduroys.
Like corduroys.
Yeah. Oh. A little bit of spirit gum and the Sharpie I foretold.
There you go. Yeah. There she is.
Probably another sewing kit. There's a bag of safety pins in there.
Damn, you're like, it's like, it's a full on.
I am ready.
It's a Mary Poppins bag.
Yeah, it's the same.
Oh, like, there's still one more. Hold on.
Wait, there's another bag?
No, I mean, there's another bag.
Oh, I was like, what? So is this your Delulu because you have seen so many people that do forget things? Is that kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is happening a lot.
It does. And I just kind of like, I think also when I was in my youth dance group, I was thinking about it today, actually, is like in preparation for this. And I was another thing I didn't really think about until, you know, today after X amount of years, my mom put a oh shit kit together for my dance troupe.
Oh.
And I totally forgot about it.
Mm.
And it was the backpack, and it was a backpack, like a sturdy Scholastic book bag with like lots of pockets and things like that. Mm-hmm. And in it had, shoot, it even had a battery operated curling iron.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
She was thinking ahead.
Mama Ruby knew what was up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mama Ruby's another big supporter of burlesque. Yeah.
I don't think I've met Mama Ruby yet. So maybe this year.
On my birthday.
Yeah. Yes.
So February 21st, that's where we're going to have the birthday party.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. But yeah, she put it together. Trying to think. There was things like shout wipes when they first came out.
Ooh, yeah.
All kinds of things. There was a little nail polish remover thing because we either had to have like neutral color nails, no chip nails, basically. If you had chip nails, you had to take it off.
Dang, yeah. And
this was before those nail polish remover pads were widely available.
Yeah.
So it was like a thing where it was a jar and there was like a sponge and there was nail polish remover in there.
And you stuck your finger in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually liked those.
Yeah. And then it would just scrub it off essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had like one of those in there and like tons of bobby pins, just like essentially a lot of what you're seeing today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Wet wipes. Wet wipes.
There you go.
Now, whether they're wet or not, I don't know. But they're wipes.
I have that. Yeah.
They're wipes. Yeah. So whatever. If you don't have hydration, store-bought is fine. Lashes. 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 Lash case.
There you go.
These lashes are sitting on my cotton ball jar.
Oh yeah,
top at home. But you know they're somewhere safe.
You know where they are though.
They're somewhere safe.
Do you have any lashes in there?
I don't think so. There you go.
These ones I made myself. I mean I didn't make them myself, but I stacked them myself from other pairs.
Is this a magnet lid too?
Yes.
Oh, I love, they're satisfying.
So let me see if I can find another one. I love Onyx lashes. Those are not either pairs from them, and I'm not wearing them right now, but I do love Onyx lashes. Several pens, because I'm a stage kitten as well. Who needs her pens? Another safety panty.
Number two.
Hairspray.
Ooh, yeah.
And this is the good shit too. These are great. These are lint pads basically, and you just like you tear off a sheet. Come on, nails. You tear off a sheet and you basically like
Yeah. Cool.
Do it that way if you're like super linty. And I have cats and I like to wear black clothing sometimes. So there's that. Oh, what else? Another pen. Oh, this girl. Not only are you going to want this backstage just for heat, you know, it gets hot backstage.
Yeah.
But this is great if you, you're wanting, you know, your eyeliner to dry and you're like, okay, and go, you know, you put it on, you're like, lets it dry a little bit faster, or also good for getting your face spray to dry a little bit faster, so you know also to make sure you've sprayed everywhere. So yeah, I think that's all my things.
It's also good for smacking hands.
So these are all my things in my base, in like my general.
These are a few of my favorite things.
That's also a Christmas song.
I had that same thought at the same time. Yes. And you made me sing it.
Else. Yeah, nice. Look at that. But now we have to change the words because we'll get copyright infringed. Lashes and booby tape and
slippers and robies.
There you go.
Lipstick and eyeliner and
don't forget
what rhymes with robies.
Boobies.
Oh, there you go.
Play on words.
Oh, it counts. It rhymes.
And dobies.
Yeah.
This bag has a few of my favorite things. Yes.
Oh, that fell out.
Everybody that listens to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts is like, I like this. Right. If you are listening and not watching, consider watching the YouTube video so you could see all these wonderful things.
Yes.
Happy
another bag here.
One last bag.
Looks like a lunchbox.
It was a lunchbox.
Ah!
Okay. So.
It looks like a little, yep.
Honestly, you, yeah, I'm surprised. Did you ever audition for Disney? No?
No.
I'm really shocked. You should have.
Well, I'm too old now.
Well,
it's fine. But before I had this glittering smile, I had what I lovingly call my bunny teeth era.
Oh.
So I had adult braces about 8 years ago.
What was that? Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I barely remember that.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I had braces and I kept my gap, but the gap was bigger before. And it's just like, I would have gotten dismissed so fast. They would have been like, you're very nice, but we're sorry. Like, I probably would have gotten to like second round. Like, I have really good princess hands.
You have like the perfect Ariel cheekbones and nose. Like, yeah, it's kind of, when you held that up next to you, I was like, it's, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's okay, because now you can portray her in your own way.
I know.
You know what I mean? And that's way more fun. Yay. No one likes rules.
Okay, so what I've got, a few more things just in my, like, producer bag backstage. Another sewing kit. But this one was given to me by Maggie Thrillamall when I did her Dangerous Curves burlesque show. Ooh. As a little thank you. So thanks, Maggie.
That's really nice.
Yeah. So a little sewing kit in there. Pads, because you never know.
Mm-hmm.
A eyeglass kit, because I was given it. And there's tools in here. So maybe we're going to need to MacGyver something someday.
Yeah.
Who knows? Another Sharpie. tissues.
Well, it has a screwdriver in it too, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So in case there's somebody that has like lights in their costume and whatnot, you need to get to the batteries and unscrew it, bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
So I don't have wipes in this, but I do have hand sanny and tissues.
Yeah.
Readily available.
That's smart.
A mini little tiny first aid kit, just so we have something backstage. Mm-hmm. A variety pack of safety pins. This came very handily. Handily. Is that a word?
It's a word.
It's a word. They came in very handy at my first venue, where we were basically safety pinning curtains together to like seal off
the backstage area.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There were curtains, but we had to seal them off. And luckily, my husband is very tall, so he could get the high up ones for us.
Oh, he's such a giver. So, mm-hmm. Donating his height to solve problems.
No, we'll be at grocery stores, and there will literally be a older woman walk up to him who's not on the tall side, and he knows exactly what's about to happen. Mm-hmm. And she'll be walking over and she'll be like, could you? And he's like, yeah, what can I?
Aww.
And it's usually to get something off a top rack.
That's or so like, nice.
It happens all the time. And he is never bothered by it.
Oh, what a sweetheart. Oh, you got a good one.
I have a great
one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Another first aid kit.
Oh, hell yeah. Double.
Safety second.
Safety second. Actually, safety third. Safety third? What's first and second?
I don't know. Fun? Cosmo, what's first and second?
Oh, you know what?
It's a wasteland.
I can't say it on the.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is it not PG?
I don't think it is.
Is it dirty?
My version is.
Ooh, we'll save it for the Patreon.
Tampons?
Yep.
Because you never know.
Because you need.
Mm-hmm. Nail glue that I should probably check if it's still good, but it's not necessarily nail glue. It's super glue, but honestly, it's the best.
I just use those for my fangs.
You used to super glue your fangs?
Yeah, I hated fangs. I'm like, I hated the whole molding thing. They always fall out. So I was just like, that's super glue. It's fine. And then after like 4 hours, I'll fall right out and then just brush away. Done.
Okay. Maybe don't do that.
I mean, yeah.
I don't recommend that.
Yeah, do what you want, but
I'm sure putting them next to my cuticle is not going to be helping me either. However, this is my favorite glue for me to use because it's viscous and it's easy to dot on.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like thick. It's not runny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So instead of using like E6000.
Don't ever use E6000. God.
For what do you mean? Like for costume and gluing stones and stuff on?
I am anti E6000. I am pro E6000 Fabrifuse.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a thing. Mm-hmm. Fabrifuse?
Fabrifuse has no fumes or very, very, very low fumes that you can use it inside.
That's the fun part, though.
Cugino.
What? I'm just saying, it's the fun part, like using barge.
If you're going to use, I'm looking right at the camera for this one. Okay. If you're going to use E6000, please use a respirator and use it outside.
Oh.
You don't want lung crystals. The more you know.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sure somebody's probably warned me and I just didn't realize it was that.
Yeah, I've been warned, but you know, you're also talking to somebody that likes to experiment and see.
It's like, I'm also talking to somebody who likes to test the boundaries.
I like to experiment, but it's like,
I'm just like, but why?
Not with your health.
I was like, why is this bad? Like, what happened to the first person that tried it? Is this just a myth?
Lung
is
crystals.
Is this just a jump and say how high? It said about vape too, you know, but you know, yeah.
And
popcorn lungs, vaping.
Tape. I like to go on tape in my producer kit because you got to type up the lineup backstage.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Line, yep.
Love or that. Other things. Who knows? This little caboodly guy that's got
like a mini set crew, right? You got there.
I'm ready.
Wow.
Yeah. No joke. Oh, little cotton balls and swabs. Nice.
Lotion. Pen. Sharpie. Ooh, these are paint pens, actually. Ooh. They are metallic markers because sometimes I will have either full posters printed or like 8x10s that are just really nice, you know, whatnot of like the show poster. And I will ask the cast to sign it backstage.
That's cool.
And then we'll like raffle it off or we'll give it to like a birthday person or something like that. Aww. So I keep those in there. More that's tampons. So thoughtful.
Yeah.
Another pen or another like paint pen guy. Scissors. These ones are not safety scissors.
Stabby scissors.
These are stabby scissors. But again, good for cutting whatever you need.
In case somebody gets out of hand and whatnot and say, hey, yo, no touch, homie. No, sorry.
In case I mentioned using E6000 again.
Stop it. Remember, kids, E6000's indoors. No, like don't do that. Sorry.
Oh, here's the good one. Holy smokes. A battery pack that even has power in it.
Oh, okay, nice.
I've definitely had this come in clutch, although I don't... Was it this one? I think I just had another battery pack. No. It was this. Okay, so I want to say Juicy Jones has a... I don't remember who it was exactly. I want to say it was Juicy Jones, but she had a act where she needed something that was lit up and the battery was dying and she borrowed this.
Yeah.
And either she charged the thing that needed to be lit up or she used this to...
As a power source.
Yeah, as the power source or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and just having... I don't remember if it was like straight out of this bag or it was the one I had in my purse, but it was like...
Wow.
It's crazy.
Always thinking.
Yeah.
Random wipe. Oh, blotters. Oh, and then let's see. Just in case these.
Yeah.
So little petals just in case. Tape for other people.
Yeah, when it comes to pasties, is one size fits all?
No.
No, you have to measure.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to measure. I made your Velma ones and I was just like, I frankly was just like, hey, Chrissy, I'm about to flash you. Do they kind of look like this? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they look like that. Okay.
Team good enough.
Yeah. Team good enough.
I was going to, like, when you first, because I reached out to you, we did the exchange, and I had ordered some from someone else, and they had asked, like, for the inches, and then you didn't. So I was just kind of like, I think you know what you're doing. Like, you've probably seen them before or whatever, but that's funny that you were like, hang on, Chrissy, I need you to, like, tell me. Is this right or wrong?
Yeah.
That's amazing. And then, they're perfect.
Yeah. And when they were almost done, I'd like, I don't think I had sealed the backs yet. I was like, does this look, this looks right?
Yeah.
They were like, yeah. That's going to be good.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Tylenol that I have to check if it's expired or not, but.
That's a need. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
More pins and, you know, I get these in like wigs. I'm not going to use them, but, you know, far be it from me to not include them for somebody else. Oh, there's manicure scissors in here.
So you're like,
oh, nice.
So I would say like, because how many people are on the, like, it depends on how many people are in backstage. So you can cater to like at least 7 people.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's awesome.
Or more depending on the need.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like even for the debut performance that I just did, somebody didn't bring tape for their pasties. So then I was just like, here you go. It's toupee tape.
Mm-hmm.
Stick it on. She was like, oh, are you sure? Like this will work. And I was like, girl, it'll work. Mm-hmm. Like put it on. And then somebody needed scissors.
Mm-hmm.
There was like another, like even at this like debut performance with like newbies and then veterans, they all were kind of running around asking, looking, needing stuff. So it's like, so you know, you're so busy trying to get like your bare minimum, your costume and yourself there on time. Sometimes you show up and you're just like,
So it's safe to say that every damn production should have a bag like this.
Yeah.
For my, like a first aid kit.
Yeah.
And then like there's
a minimum you need to have a first aid kit. Like I am probably underprepared with how little of a first aid kit that I have. But
I mean,
like,
but you're
I
not got the venue, so
yeah, the venue too.
True.
But also,
the venue should have it.
But also, in the heat of the moment, when you're all backstage and ready to go and whatnot, and somebody freaks out because something's messed up, like that bag would be just ideal. I mean, it's just mm-hmm. everyone
Hence
should have it.
The name,
yeah, the oh shit kit,
yes.
Yeah. And the fact that we're doing this episode, so that way, if if you're in any production, this is, doesn't just pertain to burlesque. This could be useful for anyone. Cosplay, if you're in like a theater production.
You have a cosplay kit, right, Dare?
I do. Yeah, I have a cosplay one. And I overbought on a bunch of things on Amazon because you can buy in like bulk.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to make a whole separate burlesque bag and then a cosplay bag just to kind of...
Boop. Yeah,
but you do both too. Like I've seen your cosplay, so you've probably do you just bring one whole thing?
Well, it's been so long since I have. I'm gonna put this down. Yeah. I just want to relax. Yeah, this is the fun time.
Now you can just vibe.
I know, right? Oh, and I did want to show off my footwear.
Ooh,
can you see that? I sometimes will wear my Doc Martens. These ones are my green ones that I love so much.
Cute.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time, I will wear my ballroom shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime I can wear my docks to Stage Kitten, I'll wear them.
Oh, fun. I didn't know they would let you.
It really, really depends on the vibe of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to wear this to a classic burlesque show.
Right.
But like at a horror show or a punk rock burlesque show, hell yeah.
That is like perfect for it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So did you, you were saying, we were talking a little bit about cosplay for a hot second there.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have two separate bags or do you kind of consolidate and bring both or one?
So I haven't been doing much cosplay in terms of like going to a hotel and like having to get dressed somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to be doing cosplay most of the time, it's going to be getting ready at my house or I'm trying to think of like last time I did like a bigger cosplay like... to do was probably Star Wars Celebration 2022.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's been a minute.
We haven't stayed at San Diego Comic Con this year, I didn't cosplay at all. I just
You're busy getting ready for the show.
Yeah. I worked Friday and I was just in cute civvies on Saturday, and then we left Saturday afternoon because we were beating the Sunday rush.
Which was smart, it was a lot. That San Diego was a lot this year.
That was my first year going.
Oh, no
what?
Way!
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was very overwhelming for me, but I just like, anytime I felt like it was too much, I just kind of like communicated with my partner and I was like, hey, I gotta like peel off for a second and just kind of, you know, chill and take a break for a second. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of why I didn't cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I can either run an entire burlesque show for an evening or I can do, I can cosplay and stuff.
Yeah.
But we are super duper gearing up for Star Wars Celebration when it's in LA in a few,
isn't that coming?
Yeah, 26.
Yeah.
6, 7?
26?
No, 27. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Next year?
Not next 27. Year. It's 27.
And it already like sold out and everything, right? Like it's long. Or have they not put up tickets yet or not?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, I thought they were going to go.
But then when they do, they go. But,
I believe it.
I'm a Star Wars fan. I've been to one. Actually, I've been to two. First one got spoiled to, just got ruined. The second time it was fun. Oh. But, the third time I went, I just went for the hotel party. So, yeah, there was no point of me going inside. It was the same thing. You know, it's the ones that are in London or in like Chicago that are just like so freaking beautiful when I see them on video, like on YouTube. But the ones here in LA are just like,
I'm excited about being able to like take a lift there, essentially.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what
I love about the close cons.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't need a hotel unless you're like doing something there, like whatever, but lifting it and without getting a hotel, that's awesome.
I mean,
and you can stay late and go to the parties and then take a lift back.
Exactly,
and you don't have to go all days.
I mean, we will.
Oh, okay,
I love Star Wars. I love Star Wars so much.
Yeah.
So for that, like Lance and I will definitely be Well, we might get a hotel room for that and do like in downtown, even though we live close enough to downtown that we could park somewhere and lift in.
It's at the Los Angeles Convention Center, not Anaheim. Oh, Jesus Christ. You can take the subway.
I know. Is it Anaheim smaller than, or am I confused?
Anaheim is smaller.
Like the convention center there,
The convention center in LA, it's long. There's a lot that they don't use for LA Comic Con, but okay.
So I'm not sure, but I will probably be bringing this bag, frankly.
Yeah.
And I don't have any separate ones because I don't do them equally.
I see. Yeah.
So like this I have set up all the time. I never break it down. Mm-hmm. I will take things out of it if I'm traveling and I'll throw them into whatever luggage becomes my gig bag for when I'm traveling.
Yeah.
But otherwise, this stays as it is all the time. I'll add things to it, but I don't really take away from it.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. So then I know you said your birthday is coming up. Is there another show? Because this is coming out in December. So I feel like this gives people ample time for the new year to kind of start planning and if they want to travel to LA and catch you in a show. Do you know, is there any other ones aside from your birthday that you have planned on?
January's often a very quiet season in burlesque. I'm just looking at my calendar really fast.
Yeah, just curious. So if you've got a show that you've got on the books already, that
when is this airing?
This will be in December.
Do you know when?
Off the top of my head, probably the week leading up to Christmas.
Okay.
So whatever that date number is. Like, will you be doing Hollywood Burlesque Festival?
Oh, actually, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Hold on. Let me see.
Will you be doing Viva?
Oh, no. I have done Viva, though.
Yeah.
I got to stage Kitten one of the years that John Waters was one of the hosts for Viva Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Very
pretty fucking cool.
Dang.
He signed a copy of Serial Mom for my dad.
Oh, wow.
That year.
That's cool.
Because that was my dad's favorite John Waters movie, and I was missing my dad's birthday that year.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Because my dad's born on 420.
Nice.
Let's see. Oh, my gosh. So, I'll tell you what. In January 12th, it's already sold out. Sold out. I mean, if tickets become available, but... Yeah,
people cancel.
Let me just tell you about it.
Sure.
So in Los Angeles, there was a weekly show called Monday Night Tees at 3 clubs, at Santa Monica and Vine. And it was, run by Lily von Stupp. And, I made my bones there basically. Mm. I basically did a student trade. I kittened for her for X amount of classes for X amount of shows in exchange for taking her class for free.
Oh, okay, cool.
So
you bargained. Yeah.
So did that, and in that I got to kitten for some of the coolest entertainers that came through LA. And I got that backstage a hands-on experience, and then I also got to take her get an act course. There's that. And she had her last Monday Night Tees show September of 2017. She said, that's it. I'm done. I'm closed up. And then she noticed a little bit earlier this year that a milestone birthday of hers was going to be falling on a Monday in 2026, and went, wouldn't it be funny if I did a comeback show?
Oh,
kind of.
Yeah.
I don't want to call it a comeback. But
don't call it a comeback,
right?
I've been here for days.
And so Monday, January 12th will be Monday Night Tease Rides Again at Three Clubs, and I will be the stage kitten for that.
Oh, amazing.
I'm so excited.
It's already sold out.
It sold out in September.
Dang. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
It sold out in September.
Wow. Dang.
And again, shoot. I don't want to be talking about other people or, you know, business too much, but I have already made a, you know, exchange for more mentoring and forfeiting any sort of monetary compensation because I wanted more mentoring from Lily. And so,
wow.
Aww. Yeah, this keeps, you know.
Cool. Yeah.
She's been a mentor of mine for a while. Yeah. And, you know, in September, I want to say, I kind of went to her and I was kind of just like, I need some guidance counseling. Like, it's nothing even specific that I'm coming to you. I just, here's all the things that are happening. And I just need you to kind of like, okay, you know, get me on a track. And then,
aw, yay.
I'm really excited. It's going to feel so much better than any sort of class reunion would feel. Mm-hmm. And I haven't gone to any of my high school reunions, if any of them happened.
Yeah, I haven't gone to any of mine either. Yeah. So this will be really special for you.
I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. Oh, that's so fun. I wish there were some tickets available or at least some way. But
honestly, go.
I'll keep my eye out. Maybe I'll figure out a way to
go get on her mailing list. Go
get on her. Maybe that's the move.
Yeah. Go get on her mailing list. That's the only way you're going to find out about any tickets that may free up. Mm-hmm. Like, people may not be able to go and might refund their tickets.
Yeah.
So I know there is a waiting list.
Oh, no. Okay. Dang. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see what I can do. Maybe if I can find my way into the event. Yay. But keep an eye out. Maybe you all can find your way there. Mm-hmm. Speaking of find your way, we're going to take this on over to Patreon because those of you that are on the Patreon have asked Gwen some amazing questions. So, Gwen, where can everybody find you on social media, first of all?
Oh, okay. You can find me on my Instagram at GwenRubyOfficial. You can visit Gwen Ruby or www.gwenruby.com. It pretty much just redirects to my link tree, but that is where I post, you know, I essentially do a calendar of links and I, you know, show any sort of shows I'm going to be in, put the date, the link. That's where you can find tickets.
Amazing. Yeah.
That's also where you can find, TikTok or any other socials.
Oh, great. Awesome. So be sure to check her out. And also be sure to check out Cosmo. Where can they find you?
The Cosmo Network on YouTube. Season 2 is kicking butt.
Woo!
Loving it for The Cosmo Show. And then on Instagram and TikTok under The Cosmo Show.
Amazing. And you all know where to find me, Dare Taylor Official on Instagram. Check out that blue check mark. Make sure that you're talking to me and not somebody else. And thank you all so much for joining us here on Delulu Canoe. We will see you next Monday. Happy holidays, everyone. I know we're getting close to the holiday season, but be sure to keep checking back because we've got episodes every Monday, no matter the holiday. So join us in the canoe and join us on Patreon. And remember to stay Delulu because it's the Salulu. Bye.